Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So important talking about a biblical worldview. That's what George Barna's book, America at the Crossroads, he's talking about as he began to explore the trends shaping America's future and how what we can do about these particular trends. And it's having a biblical worldview. First, we're going to tell you some of the stats that he talks about of where the church is at. But then we're going to show you the stats, what happens when we do get a biblical worldview, what Pastor Jackson was just talking about. Let's start with, what's this first one here? What does it say?
90%. 9 out of 10 adults believe in God.
So you get excited. You get excited when you hear hear that. You get excited when you're hearing that 9 out of 10. But then the next thing lets us know is like, oh, it's not the same God.
Yeah, right.
So what's the next one?
60%. Uh-huh. Only 6 out of 10 believe in the God of the Christian Bible, a deity who is all-knowing, omnipresent, has unlimited power, created the universe, and rules that universe today and forever.
So although there was 90% that believed in God, it is different gods.
Oh, yes.
So only 60% believed in God of Abraham and Jacob, basically. Okay.
Most Americans, 78%, accept the idea that Jesus Christ was a real person, but fewer than 40% believe that he was both human and divine and that he lived a sinless life on earth.
So fewer than 40%, as you're seeing right here, fewer than 40% believe that he truly is the Son of God in the point where he is all God, all man, lived a sinless life. He existed. He still exists. As a matter of fact, what's the next one?
Fewer than half of all Americans, 45%, contend that Jesus Christ is actually alive today.
I mean, think about that. Fewer than 45% even thinks that he's alive today. That's the whole thing. Jesus is risen. That's what Easter celebration is about, that Jesus is alive. But look at the low numbers, and you're looking at where Hillary Clinton said we need to change the deep-seated religious beliefs, and our president was saying we need to change, you know, we're no longer a Christian nation. Their narratives are pushing, and it's changing the statistical reality of our nation. What's the next one?
While the same proportion of adults, 30%, reject the idea that a good person can earn a place in heaven, a larger and growing share of the public, about half, doesn't know what to think about what happens after they die.
And it always gets everybody, you know, no matter what's going on, and they live their, maybe live their life in the world and rejected God, but when they're laying in that hospital bed and they're saying, you have moments to live, there's two things they always ask for. You know, can you go get the pastor? What's his name again? Right? They've been there twice. What's his name again? Can I get my family? Why? Because they're about to leave their family and they're going to have regrets because they say, I wish I would have done more for my family possibly. But they're also going to have another regret that says, I wish I would have done more for God, whatever's going to happen to me afterward. And you're looking at the large number, don't even know what, even though they talk to you for hours about God, they really don't know God, and they don't know God as who he is. And they don't know about eternity that they can have in Jesus Christ. They don't know where they're going to go when they die. Okay.
12% decline in a born again, 12% decline in born again believer over the last 10 years who believe they have a responsibility to share their faith.
Okay. Let's keep on.
Only 25% of the public believes Satan is a living entity. 91% of all households still own one or more copies of the Bible. But bear one-third of all adults firmly believe that it is totally accurate in all the principles it teaches.
So they own it, but they don't believe it.
Right.
And they don't believe that there's true evil in the world, that Satan is a living entity. Like, it's just some sort of concept. It's like, really? I mean, look at the oppression in the world and understanding a biblical worldview. Let's keep going there.
Slightly over half of the public believe the Bible is either the actual word of God, yet 22% take it literally. 33% say it's the inspired and inerrant word of God containing symbolisms. 44% contend the Bible contains historical errors or personal interpretations that prevent it from being a trustworthy document. Only half of adults believe the miracles in the Bible actually occurred.
So you're looking at, it's just another literature book to most folks now.
History book.
Now, are we teaching out of the Word of God? Are we teaching people to abide with the Word of God and making that the primary focus? Are we teaching on everything else but? And look what's happening. Our next one is talking about that what he found out is that people can't tell the difference between the Quran, the Bible, or the Book of Mormon. Mm. Read that one.
Most people lean towards believing that the Bible, Quran, and the Book of Mormon are simply different expressions of the same spiritual truths.
It's just not. It's just not. The last book in Revelations, the last chapter says, anyone who adds to this, let him be accursed. With the curses, and let him be accursed. So when you're looking at the Book of Mormon, that's an entire book that was added. We went over that before, but you know the Quran, you know, the Quran denies the reality of Jesus Christ being the Son of God. They call him a prophet. They said he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. But not having a biblical worldview, we don't even know that to be true. And so it's so important. And so what's the next one?
Only one out of eight adults consider themselves to be highly knowledgeable about the content of the Bible.
So you're looking at people, 81 out of all the Bibles in America, only 81% don't even pick them up. Mm-hmm. Out of the 19% that do, according to George Barna, only 3% make life-changing decisions based on that. But one in eight consider themselves to have high knowledge of the Word of God. But all eight will talk to you about the Word of God. Yeah. And they'll talk to you about God.
And they know it.
Yeah, and you'll find out there's, you got to first find out, do they even know? But having a biblical worldview, understanding that God is God of the universe, you're at the first believe that he exists, he rewards those who diligently seek him, that he is the one that created everything and holds everything together, and he created you in his image and his likeness. When you understand all these things, plus the biblical aspects of that, this is what happens. When you have a biblical worldview, this is the benefit of society. Listen to this.
Those who have a biblical worldview are 12 times less likely to engage in extramarital sex, 9 times more likely to avoid adult-only material on the internet, and 8 times less likely to gamble.
So that's very important. You're looking at, you know, you're going to put a whole bunch of rules over people, or you're going to teach them about God. Rules, law makes a person sin. Law is the power of sin. Relationship with God and the love of God enables us by God's Spirit to avoid sin. And it's so important to understand. So a biblical worldview, when you see the Ten Commandments being removed and all these things taking place, that's just going to cause people to get into more crime, more sin, and more darkness. But teaching the Word of God causes these things to happen. There's even more. A biblical worldview, if you have a biblical worldview.
Yep, he says, those who have a biblical worldview are 5 times more likely to believe that Satan is real, not just a symbol of evil. They're 5 times less likely to believe the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon are simply different expressions of the same truths, and 4 times more likely to reject the idea that a person can reach heaven through personal goodness or doing good works.
So you're just saying the answers to our problems is God.
Yeah.
It's not a political answer. It's not a Democrat, Republican answer. It's not a constitutional answer. It is a biblical answer. That we begin to teach the Word of God and teach our families and ourselves and our children to be able to abide with God, they're going to know how to operate in life. I mean, look, even more, look at this even more here.
Those who have a biblical worldview are 3 times more likely to affirm the holiness of Jesus Christ, 3 times more likely to intentionally not watch a movie or video because they know it contains objectionable content, and 3 times less likely to get drunk. They're 3 times more likely to pray for the president, 3 times more likely to read the Bible other than at church services or events. They're 3 times more likely to believe the Bible describes homosexuality as sinful. They are 2.5 times more likely to believe the Bible is totally accurate in all the principles it teaches, and 2 times more likely to volunteer time to help the needy.
Imagine what the society would be like if more people had a biblical worldview.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about that. Why do we have VFN TV? Why do we have VFN Kingdom Business? Why do we are talking about abiding with God and getting on the Emmaus roads? Look what happens when you do. Yeah. The answer is not some political answer. The answer is not a financial answer. The answer is turning back to God and getting a biblical view. And he enables and empowers us by his Spirit through his finished work on the cross to do things we thought we could never do. He enables us to be able to walk rightly. He enables our nation to be able to float and not sink, to have borders on our nation. I mean, the chaos candidates that out of 300 plus million people has decided to run for political office, you think, my goodness, is this? And you're looking at God going,
Hello.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. If you turn away from me, the progression, I prophesied this on the air of there's three levels of judgment that comes to a nation. When God turns over a nation, what does it look like? Let's just look at the evidence. And verbatim, every bit of that's come to pass. Mm-hmm. And it's not over. God's not wanting to write us off. He wants to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's about us getting back and teaching biblical principles. It's about us recapturing not just one Dr. King, a whole bunch of Dr. Martin Luther Kings that stand up of all races that begin to say, you know what, I'm going to read his letter in the Birmingham prison and begin to understand what he was going through, because that's going to be our day. We're going to have a life just like that. And when he got under great oppression of the enemy and physical oppression and attack of the government, his response was, we need to love them more. We need to love them more. He understood, and what they've talked about and what they talked about even in today's program was that only love can win. I mean, love's going to be the one that wins. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only love can do that. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for all this that just came at us today. Lord, I just pray that that we'll be able to just to go back and watch this program and soak on these wonderful words of wisdom and nuggets. God, I pray that you would raise up many Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s in this day, Father God, and that they would have your heart and operate in love. Lord, help us to operate in the love that we need to be in, the patience and the kindness, God. Help us to teach a biblical worldview so that society and our community and our family and our marriages will be able to be sustained and blessed as you called us to be, Father God. I pray for each and every one, Lord God, that you would be, that they would be encouraged during this time to realize that they have a place to play. A role to play in this time and age, God. And we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.